Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we're going to continue talking about tigers in our unit on animals.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last time we mentioned the fact that they are actually heavier than lions?
Yeah.
And that they're actually from Asia and not from Africa like a lot of people think. And they're very distinctive. They've got those distinct characteristics of those beautiful orange and white and black coats that everybody loves. But they're actually fierce animals. You don't want to screw around with them. They've got those big claws, they've got those dangerous fangs, and they can jump pretty far.
Yeah, the fangs are those long teeth that the tiger has if he opens his mouth. They kind of look like vampire fangs. We use that word fang to talk about vampires' teeth. So anyway, yeah, we're talking about the tiger. I always thought they were smaller than lions, and I had no idea they could weigh up to 300 kilograms. I'm kind of shocked. I guess that's why they're so successful out there as they are hunting their prey. Remember, they're predators. Well, Tom's going to read through today's unit. This is our day two here, and then we'll be back to talk more about this fascinating, mysterious creature.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright, in the forest of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In just the first lines of his poem, Tiger, William Blake captured humankind's feelings toward these creatures that both fascinate and frighten us. For millennia, tigers have stood as cultural symbols throughout the world and have been revered as godlike beings. Tigers hold a significant place in Chinese mythology. They're one of the 12 zodiac animals and considered equal opposites of dragons, representing matter, while dragons signify spirit. The tiger once stood for war in imperial China, with the best generals called tiger generals. It is thought of as a king or a deity in the Manchu, Tungusic, and Korean cultures, and Hinduism associates it with various gods. It's clear that our fascination with tigers is still strong today. Tigers appear in numerous movies, from the wild Richard Parker in Life of Pi to Princess Jasmine's pet Raja in Aladdin. The energetic Tigger from the Winnie the Pooh series is a more huggable version. To conservationists, tigers are one of the charismatic megafauna, a group of globally popular animals that inspire people to protect the environment. Tiger populations have been under pressure for quite some time due to habitat loss. However, there is good news. Their numbers are on the rise. In April 2019, India's tiger census revealed that the country's tiger population has increased by 33% in just 4 years and has more than doubled since 2006. This is all thanks to increased efforts to protect tigers' natural spaces. As long as humans continue working for their safety, it looks like tigers will burn bright in the jungles for a long time yet.
Okay, guys, we've got a poem at the very beginning of this unit here in day two. Tiger, tiger. Yeah, but why are they spelling it so weird? Well, this poem was written a long time ago, and even, you know, back as far as even 1800s, there were some different spellings of words than we have today. Things have changed over time, as you know. We're still changing words, changing spelling, even in our modern vocabulary. So this does say tiger, tiger, in case you're wondering.
I wonder if it's similar to the British spelling of tire on your car, T-Y-R-E, whereas the Americans spell it T-I-R-E, and we spell tiger, T-I-G-E-R.
There you go. Mm. That's right. So tiger, tiger, burning bright is one line. So then we have the dash or the slash. That would be a forward slash there. In the forest of the night. That's the next line. So that's where they live, in the forest, and we're picturing them during the night, of course, which is even scarier because you can't see very well, and so it's even more dangerous if there's a tiger in the forest with you. So what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? So immortal, here immortal means someone who lives forever, never dies. Something that is considered immortal would be a ghost. Or I think, well, definitely vampires, you know, unless you put a stake through their heart, you know, that will kill them. Or they go outside and the sun gets them. But immortal, yeah, something that lives forever. Hand or eye, what immortal hand or eye? Kind of talking about what created these beautiful animals, probably God, and then could frame thy fearful symmetry. And when you're actually creating something or designing something, you could talk about how you frame something. So it's just another way to say, you know, how someone's perspective on something is changing a situation. Can you frame that differently? Sometimes they'll even, in a court of law, there'll be an attorney or a lawyer say, let me frame that question differently, and they would rephrase it. So frame just means how you're setting something up. How are you designing this tiger? Thy, of course, meant you back then. Could frame thy fearful symmetry. And here the thy is actually referring to the tiger. Fearful, of course, is close to the fearsome. Symmetry means things that are in balance. People have talked about, especially in the last couple of years, how the perfect face, the most beautiful face on earth, has perfect symmetry. The eyes, you know, are the same size. You know, your cheekbones are the same size. Anyway, symmetry, yeah. So they're just talking about the creation of the tiger and how beautiful yet dangerous these creatures are.
I guess tigers have beautiful symmetry. As you said, symmetry is like having things that are the same size. But, of course, in nature, your eye, one of your eyes is always bigger than the other. One of your legs is always longer than the other. Uh-huh. It's just kind of hard to see. If they're really close to being the same size, then you have good symmetry. And I guess that's what they're talking about here in reference to the tiger. Now, in just the first lines of his poem, Tiger, William Blake captured humankind's feelings toward these creatures that both fascinate and frighten us. So that's a poem about tigers written by William Blake. Mm-hmm. And yes, I guess he's captured the essence of those tigers, how we feel about them. They're fearful. They have wonderful symmetry. They've got those burning bright eyes, and they live in the forests, and they're in there at night. So there you have it in a nutshell, tigers. Okay. And also in the sentence, we've got the word fascinate, which something is something that really makes us interested. We can be fascinated by something. If you see something really beautiful, oh, I'm so fascinated by the South Cross Island Highway. The scenery there is wonderful. It's very fascinating to go there.
Yeah, very fascinating. That's the adjective form. Fascinate, of course, is the verb. So they can fascinate us. We're really curious about them, but they also scare us to death. And that means they frighten us. For millennia, thousands of years, tigers have stood as cultural symbols throughout the world. Oh, yeah. So they get a lot of attention through history, and we're going to talk about Chinese mythology in a minute. So if you stand as some sort of symbol, you represent something, and they've been revered as godlike beings. To revere somebody or something just means you really look up to them. We use this word a lot when you talk about kids revering their parents, or maybe they have one teacher in particular that has really helped them and guided them to becoming successful people. They revere that person. You can revere, I don't know, somebody in history that you look up to as a role model, revere. So they've revered these tigers as if they had some power like gods do.
Yeah, you can revere God. I knew some woman many years ago who said that she revered God. That was her goal in life, to revere God, because she was very religious. So, yes, you can highly respect something if you revere that thing. And, of course, lots of people revere tigers as some sort of magical being. Now, tigers hold a significant place in Chinese mythology. While we're on that subject, Chinese mythology, I believe there's the story of the eight immortals, is it, in Chinese mythology? I wanted to mention that because we did mention the word immortal earlier. That's what they call the Baxian in Chinese, the eight immortals, I guess because they never die, they live forever. So yes, we are talking about Chinese mythology, which is the myths of China, you know, Hou, Shi, Ru, and stuff like that. Those are stories from Chinese mythology. And they are one of the 12 zodiac animals and considered equal opposites of dragons, representing matter, while dragons signify spirit. Although my understanding also is that if you're born under the sign of a tiger, nobody wants to invite you to their wedding.
I've heard that.
Yes, so if you're a tiger, well, that's good because you never have to give anybody any red envelopes. Yay, that's good. I guess it's good and bad.
Wait, so people don't want the tigers to attend their wedding.
Right, but I don't know if that means that you can't attend a tiger's wedding or something.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay, I'd have to I'll ask further on that. But, yeah, you don't want a tiger to come to your wedding. Otherwise, your marriage will have bad luck or something like that, if you believe that stuff. But, of course, we've got the 12 zodiac signs, you know, ox, a tiger, a sheep, chicken, dog, etc. Well, it's one of the 12 zodiac animals, and it's considered equal in status of the dragon, but it's an opposite, okay? So opposite is like the total other kind of something, like the opposite of black is white, high, low, fat, skinny, you get the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that opposites attract. That's a very famous saying in the West, which means, you know, someone who's really shy ends up marrying a guy who's, or girl, it doesn't matter who it is, ends up marrying someone who's really outgoing. Or that's what happened in my family. My mom's shy, my dad's very not shy.
Very gregarious, huh?
He loves people. He loves to talk to people. So, yeah, they're the equal opposites. So they have as much power and prestige as some of these dragons. I didn't know that. I see dragons celebrated more often here in Taiwan. I've got to give the tigers some credit now. And the dragons represent matter. So physical things that you can touch, that's matter. Everything that is surrounding us, like Tom and I are sitting at a table, it's made out of some sort of matter. And then the dragons actually signify, represent, or symbolize spirit. Spirit, you know, helps, it's hard to see a spirit, obviously, but a spirit, we all have spirits in our bodies, and when we die, our body stays behind, that matter, but our spirit goes off, hopefully to heaven. So the tiger once stood for war in Imperial China. We're going to talk about that, guys, but first, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 一开始呢, 它是一个引号。 这表示是一首诗，在后面有个斜线的地方，它表示这首诗每行结束的位置，而且一开始的地方它要大写。我们看第三个 ，What immortal hand or eye？Mortal 就是终有一天会死的，所有人类都会死，就是 old man are mortal，加个 I am 不的意思，表示永生的。 是怎么样子的神手或天言? Could frame like fearful symmetry? Frame 这里当作动词架构的意思。 Frame 也可以当名词,例如 glass is a frame 就是镜框。另外它还可以当作陷害, he has been framed, 他被人家陷害了。Die 是古英语, 所以你会在一些文学作品或圣经中看到这个字。 Fearful, 令人害怕的, symmetry, 对称, 人的眼睛, 耳朵, 左右都有, 这就是一种 symmetry. 请到第三句, millennia, 这是好几千年, 原来是 millennium, 一千年, 这个字呢, 它的复数, 不是后面直接加 s, 而是把字最后的 um, 改成 a, 表达复数的感觉。For millennia 就是表示好几千年。Tigers have stood. Stood 是 stand, PP. Stand 在这里当作处于某种状态。As cultural symbols, 当成是一个文化的象征。Throughout the world, 全世界。And have been revered. Revere 呢是崇拜。这里前面配合完成被动表示一直被崇拜 as God-like beings 像神一般的什么呢 being 呢是指生物一般有生命的生物我们都可以用 being 来表示同时后面可以加上 s
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back
Okay, we're continuing to talk about tigers today, especially how they hold a significant place in Chinese mythology. They are one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac, and they're the opposite to dragons. Tigers represent matter, whereas dragons signify or represent spirit. Now, the tiger once stood for war in Imperial China, with the best generals called tiger generals. So, yes, to stand for also represents something. And in Imperial China, back in the days of the dynasties, the tiger had significant meaning. And if you were a really good leader, a military leader or a general, we were called a tiger general. That also reminds me, there was a very short-lived republic in Taiwan here that was trying to be independent, and their flag had a tiger on it.
Oh, cool. I wanted to mention, Imperial China is also associated with emperors. Remember in those different dynasties, like the Tang Dynasty and the Wei Dynasty, whatever, they all had emperors. So imperial actually comes from the word emperor. So when you see that, you got to remember it's when you guys had emperors. So, and they called their really great generals, tiger generals. That sounds actually, something even more modern is we have tiger mothers. Mm. Tiger mothers are, typically Asian mothers, usually Chinese, but it could be, you know, Japanese. It's usually Chinese though. Mothers who are very, very controlling over their kids. So they make sure their kids go to the best schools. They study hard and they don't mess around. Those are tiger mothers. That's a really famous, type of person, even in the United States, everyone knows what a tiger mom is.
Yeah, they want their kids to play the violin or the piano
and be the best.
And attend nothing less than an Ivy League school in the United States or Oxford or Cambridge or whatever.
No playing, no goofing around.
Nope. And yeah, you play the violin, you don't play a Fender Stratocaster. But in any case here, yes.
What is that?
It's an electric guitar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. But in any case here, yes, that's the tiger mom, and of course they are thought of as a king or deity in various cultures. In Asia here, a deity is a god. So we've got the Tunguzik, I hope I said that right, also Korean and Manchu cultures. Manchuria, of course, is in northeast China there, Manchukuo, which was a puppet government at one time. We don't want to get into too much history here, but the tiger was associated with those cultures as well.
Deity here just is another word for God. Doesn't have to be God with a capital G, a Western God. It could be one of the many gods that are found in other religions. So these Hinduism actually associates it with various gods. So, and it's not just the Hinduism. It could be the Manchu folks, the Tunguzik.
Tunguzik, that was, that's what my dictionary said. Tunguzik.
Tunguzik, that's hard to say. In Korean cultures, they all associated the tiger with various gods. So associate with just means to connect those two things together. You could talk about how you associate with some of the best people. You know, they're your friends. Or maybe you don't think your company should be doing business with another company. I don't want to associate with them. I don't want other people to even know that we're doing business together. So associate just means to be together, be connected together.
Okay, so moving now on to the next paragraph, it says, it's clear, it's obvious that our fascination with tigers is still strong today. Yes, nowadays we still love them. Tigers appear in numerous movies, from The Wild, Richard Parker in Life of Pi, directed by Ang Lee, and to Princess Jasmine's pet, Raja, in Aladdin. You've probably seen those movies. Of course, there was a new live-action remake of Aladdin starring Will Smith recently. I didn't like it myself, but in any case, tigers do appear in these movies, Life of Pi and Aladdin.
We've got another tiger, and this tiger is familiar to kids around the world. His name is Tigger, and he's a tiger. He's very energetic. I remember he just hops around a lot, and is always so excited and happy, and he made me laugh. So his name is Tigger, and he's in the Winnie the Pooh series, and he's a more huggable version. Remember, he's just a creation of artists, you know, he's not a real lion. You're not going to want to hug a real tiger. Oh, I said lion. You're not going to want to hug a real tiger. Now, to conservationists are people who want to preserve things. They want to preserve the environment, and they want to preserve where some of these animals live. That's called their habitat. They want to take care of it to protect the animals, because if their habitat is being destroyed, the animals have no place to live, and except for zoos, and that really doesn't count, does it? So to conservationists, tigers are one of the charismatic megafauna. Ooh, charismatic means you have charisma, means you have a lot of, there's something about you that draws in other people. They're just fascinated with you. Megafauna, mega means a lot, right? The mega lottery just means a lot of chances to win. Fauna refers to wildlife. You know, you've heard of flora and fauna. Flora refers to the plants out there in the world, and fauna would refer to the wild animals.
Yeah, kind of like an ambassador for the conservation movement. We've got tigers. We've got this cute tiger. We've got these pretty whales with their pretty songs and stuff. They are charismatic megafauna. We see pictures of them, and we get inspired to protect the environment. Yes, let's help save the earth, etc. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, tiger populations have been under pressure for quite some time due to habitat loss. That, of course, is a big problem for animals all over the world, like the koala in Australia. I think they pretty much decided that they're not going to survive. They just they're a lost cause there. They'll probably try to keep them alive in zoos, but they pretty much lost all their habitat, which is the forests, the places where they live. And yes, this has been happening to tigers. As, you know, farmers cut down more trees to make new farm plots to grow things and stuff like that. However, there is good news. Their numbers are on the rise. So tigers are making a comeback. In April 2019, India's tiger census revealed that the country's tiger population has increased by 33% in just 4 years and is more than doubled since 2006. Census is when they go out and count how many people there are or how many animals there are in this case.
Well, they're increasing, which is awesome. They've increased 33% in just 4 years. And since 2006, their population size has doubled, which is amazing. This is all thanks to increased efforts to protect these beautiful animals and their habitat. So their natural space is where they like to hang out. So as long as humans continue working for their safety, it looks like tigers will burn bright in the jungles for a long time yet. And of course, our author is referring back to this poem that began this whole article, which is really clever. It's a good thing to look at, guys, if you're writing things, to tie messages together. So she did a great job with that. We hope that you get excited about this. I was going to say this charismatic megafauna is just another way to say mascot. You know, something that represents your team or whatever you're working on. The Olympics often have mascots, and it helps people feel, you know, closer to whatever you're trying to advertise or, you know, feel more concerned. So I'm all for having more tigers as mascots. They're kind of cool.
I like them, too. And hopefully tigers will be around for many, many years to come. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's see what our Chinese teacher has got for us today.
第二段 The tiger once stood for war. Once 放在句子的中间表示曾经的意思，它的位置通常放在主词和动词的中间。 Stood for, stand for, 代表的意思。 Stand for something 就是代表某件事情。 EU 这两个字母代表什么，我们就可以说 What does EU stand for? In Imperial China, Imperial 就是帝国的，在以前有皇帝的时代就是 an imperial age. With the best generals, general 这里我们当名词是将军。With 后面加这些名词表示附带有这种状态一种特征。Called tiger generals 叫成虎将。请到第三段的第四句。To conservationist, conserve, 保护保存。变成名词 conservation 再加 ist 代表人的意思，就是环境保护者。 Tigers are one of the charismatic megafauna. Charismatic 充满魅力的，原来名词是 charisma. Mega 是大型的， fauna 是指某一个地区的动物群，如果是指植物群就是 flora。Megafauna 那就是某一个地区的大型动物，例如像是象群或者狮群。 A group of globally popular animals, globally 全球的，那 globally popular 当然就是全世界都喜爱的咯。 Animals 后面有加上一个 that 形容词子句来形容。 That inspire people, inspire 激励人，激励人去做什么事情就是 to feed。请到第四段的第三句。In April 2019, India's Tiger Census. Census 原来是人口普查，现在加上 Tiger 就是去调查老虎的数量。Revealed 泄露出来，透露出什么事情呢？ That 后面的名词。The country's Tiger population. Population 原来是当人口数一样，配合 Tiger 就是指所有的老虎数量。Has increased 已经增加了 by 33%. 当我们在表示有差额的时候呢，会 by 再加上一个数字，例如说我比你还高三公分哦。 I am taller than you by 3 centimeters. In just 4 years, 在四年之内。 And has more than doubled. Double 这里我们当作动词表示加了一倍。Since 2006, 好 ,since 当自从要注意的地方是跟它搭配的主要动词就要写成完成式的样子，例如这里的 has doubled。我们再看第五句 ,as long as humans continue working, as long as 放在句首当作连接词表示只要的。Continue working, continue 持续，它后面如果有动词用 to V 或 VING 都可以，所以 continue to work, continue working 意思一样。 For their safety, it looks like, 看起来似乎，后面加一个名词子句 Tigers will burn bright. Burn 这里不要当燃烧，而是发光发亮。In the jungles, jungle 是丛林，可以加 S, 不加也很好。以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today's lesson. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.